From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Speaking at the Group of Eight summit in Italy, President Obama said today world leaders have made some important strides this week in terms of fighting global climate change. And while the conference did not meet the president's goal of a sweeping agreement between developed and still developing nations, Mr. Obama said it's a good start.
As I wrestle with these issues politically in my own country, I've come to see that it is going to be absolutely critical that all of us go beyond what's expected if we're going to achieve our goals.
The president said the worldwide recession is making it harder for nations to agree on a plan to contain global warming. Mr. Obama's comments came at the conclusion of the G8 summit in L'Aquila, Italy. Deposed Honduran President Manuel Zelayas and the man who replaced him are meeting in Costa Rica to try and resolve the crisis gripping their small Central American nation. And Paris Juan Ferraro reports from Honduras.
Zelayas says he's not negotiating, that he's attending the meeting just to hear how the de facto government will vacate the presidency. The leader of the de facto government, Roberto Micheletti, says what's non-negotiable is Zelayas' return. The intransigence on both sides poses a steep challenge to the mediator, Oscar Arias. He's the president of Costa Rica and winner of the 1987 Nobel Peace Prize for helping end the wars that plagued Central America in the 80s. The United States and every other country in the Americas condemned the June 28th coup and demanded Zelaya be reinstated. But the coup plotters said Zelaya was planning a power grab to justify the overthrow. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Tegucigalpa, Honduras.
Police at the U.S. Capitol today arrested 26 AIDS activists for staging a noisy demonstration in the Capitol Rotunda. More from NPR's David Wellner.
As Capitol Police bound their hands in the rotunda, 15 men and 11 women chanted, "Fight Global AIDS Now." East Asia Smith is with the international AIDS organization HealthGap. She says the group was protesting the failure of the Obama administration to lift a federal ban on needle exchanges, in addition to not increasing global AIDS funding and not fully funding AIDS housing programs.
All of these things Obama promised to do on his campaign trail and so far has failed to do. And so we're here now to ask Congress to do it.
The protest came shortly before the House of Representatives began considering a spending bill funding global AIDS initiatives $150 million above what President Obama requested. The protesters were charged with unlawful assembly, as well as with loud and boisterous disorderly conduct. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
A dissident New York Democratic state senator is back with his party after helping to lead the Republican-dominated coup that shut down New York Senate for over a month. Return of Bronx Senator Pedro Espada comes after Democrat Governor David Patterson last night appointed a lieutenant governor to preside over the body. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 4 points. This is NPR. The number of dead in the wake of new bombings in Iraq today now stands at 50. Officials say dozens of others were hurt in attacks which took place in northern Iraq and in the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. The attacks appear to be part of an effort on the part of insurgents to reignite sectarian violence in the country after the pullout of U.S. forces from Iraqi towns and cities. Two suicide bombings in the town of Tal Afar killed at least 34 people and wounded dozens of others. Other bombings in and around Baghdad today are blamed for at least 16 deaths. Four employees of a historic suburban Chicago cemetery are facing felony charges today after the discovery of what authorities call beyond startling and revolting conditions there, as several graves were dug up and bodies dumped elsewhere. NPR's David Shaper reports.
The Cook County Sheriff charges four people with one count each of dismembering a human body. Among those charged is the cemetery superintendent. The four allegedly took part in a scheme in which they would dig up graves in the historic Burr Oak Cemetery in the South Chicago suburb of Alsip, dump the bodies elsewhere in the cemetery or double bury them in other graves, and then resell the plots they dug up to unsuspecting members of the public. Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart says hundreds of graves may have been dug up as part of the scheme, adding that investigators found a pile of bones from more than 100 bodies uncovered in an overgrown and fenced-off area of the cemetery. Burr Oak was one of the first predominantly African-American cemeteries in the Chicago area. Among those buried there are lynching victim Emmett Till and blues legends Willie Dixon and Dinah Washington. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Crude oil futures prices fell 27 cents a barrel to close at $60.41 a barrel in New York today. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.